Give me that old,
old dirty up for me.
Come on with that old,
old time religion.
I've got to have that old,
old time religion.
Everybody needs a good old,
old time religion. It's good enough for me.
It was good for my mother. It was good for my father. It's good for everybody, and it's good enough for me.
You know, I've got to say that I've been sinning a lot this week, and sinning left and right and every which direction. But our spiritual guru, our spiritual advisor, is with us here today. Sister Vivian, I think you're going to really appreciate him. You know, I detect, I'm feeling some sin coming from you.
No.
I am feeling sin. I think some sin's just, do you feel it too, John?
Well, I don't know. She just seems too sweet.
No.
I'm recovering from surgery. I'm too tired for sin.
Okay. Brother Harry, are you there?
I'm a little disappointed to hear about your conduct. God just about got you a couple months ago. I'd be looking more careful if I were you.
I know. I should be. But I've been so weak this week, and I've been so, well, so full of sin in so many ways. And I've got to say that some of my homosexuality has been acting up.
Well, that's because you don't got the blood of your lamb of the lamb running through your veins, or you'd know better than that stuff.
You know, I know you're absolutely right. You know, also I've been all upset over watching this health care reform because I've got Vivian Fuller Love here today. She's a publicist and actress and an author. She's a multi-talented woman, brother. And
why ain't she in the home? I'm a little confused here, but you go ahead.
Yeah, she should be in the home. I know that's where all women should be. And but she's a business, you know. She's trying to out there trying to make business and all that. We're concerned about health reform, and I've been watching this week, and health care has been top of the news. And I was just wondering to myself, how do you think Jesus would vote on this health care reform?
Vote? Well, now, Jack, Jesus doesn't vote. Jesus orders.
Oh.
The apostles had no filibuster power. And I know the liberals will claim that Jesus would want comprehensive coverage.
Right.
They'll cite to those pesky New Testament verses where Jesus said we need to sell all our possessions and give the money to the poor to follow him. But you got to understand that Jesus made those rather careless statements during a time when folks didn't have nothing. There was hardly any sacrifice involved in selling a broken-down old camel or a soiled loincloth. I don't think Jesus would have been quite so quick to redistribute wealth had he appeared during the time of luxury villas and limousine rides and lush five-star restaurants.
Well, if Jesus has this much power, why do we need health care in the first place? Isn't what we pay at the church, that 10%, good enough for...
10?
Yeah. Oh, you pay more.
15.
Oh, John's up to 15, so you should be getting better coverage from Jesus.
That's right.
So why do we even need
PPO coverage?
Why do we even need it to begin with?
Well, actually, it's 21.5% at our church.
Oh, I didn't.
The way we see it, credit card companies shouldn't make more money than the Lord.
Okay.
Amen.
That's right.
The tithe, Jack, is purely for administrative costs.
Oh.
And as chair of our church's finance committee, I can tell you it doesn't even cover those. Churches cost a lot to maintain.
All right.
And if it weren't for churches, there would be no one to harass people into accepting Jesus so they can tithe to the church, which then harasses more people to accept Jesus and tithe to the church. And it's classic free market economics.
Oh, boy, I never understood that, but now I do. Well,
think of it this way. The 10% covers the interest, but not the principal.
Okay. Let me ask you this. You know, our leader, Betty Bowers, would it be intrusive of me to ask if you know how much she makes as a spokesmodel for the Lord?
It certainly would. I can tell you, Jack, I'm familiar with some of her public disclosures.
Right.
But I haven't the slightest idea. Mrs. Bowers has many ministries. You know about her Baptists or Saving Homosexuals ministry.
Right. Also
referred
to as
Bash, yes.
Mm-hmm.
She also has Bringing Integrity to Christian Homemakers, Bitch.
Uh-huh.
Sluts and excuse me, her well, I don't even remember. I just remember the acronym for that one. She's got lots of ministries going on, and I haven't the slightest idea how much they make, but I can tell you that if you need some health care, she can certainly help you out.
Well, I guess we could check that out at landoverbaptistchurch.com.
Or dot org. And a lot of this can be probably covered in Welcome to Jesus Land in Time Warner Books, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, now, listen, I have read that in heaven, the streets are paved with gold. And here's what I'm wondering. Is it gold bricks or just solid gold? Because one sounds kind of rough and the other sounds like you could slip and break your hip.
You know, it's so darn typical of you sodomites to be wondering about how things are decorated.
Yeah.
Next thing you'll be asking me what kind of costume jewelry they wear up there.
Well, that, Les, I did have that in my... I think Vivian was more interested in the bling.
You know, in heaven, they have the Pope collection. It is out of this world. Very, very elegant.
Well, tell me how you visualize heaven, Brother Harry.
Oh, bright lights, ivory furnishings, big billowy clouds, the finest people in the world. In short, white. Very, very white.
Now, well, I think you might have offended Sister Vivian now. Sister Vivian is a proud, beautiful black woman.
Well, you know, I guess if we can have a Supreme Court justice who's female, working and lesbian, then we can have Vivian there, too.
Hold on now.
Oh, yeah. That's that sassy Latina you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, that Soda Mooter or whatever.
Yes.
Rota Rooter, I don't remember her name.
Sotomayor.
Sotomayor.
Well,
yeah, roll the hour.
So I'm assuming now that if homosexuality is a sin, that there's not going to be any theater in heaven. Can I pretty much assume that?
Well, now that's true, but conversely, the Scientology section of hell will put Broadway to shame. You know, we're going to have to make some sacrifices to cope with heaven's exclusivity.
Right.
My wife fears for her hair, attire, makeup, flower arrangements, and home decor.
Right.
All the sodomites are impaled over pitchforks instead of penises. Now, I have more substantive fears. Who is going to handle my finances and legal problems?
Oh.
Well, when all those Christ killers are sent below. And since the Orientals worship a bald, obese man whose feet are where his hands should be, who's going to be doing my dry cleaning up there? Heaven's going to involve a lot of sacrifice, Jack.
He's so wrong for so many reasons.
Oh, God, you know what? You give us so much to think about, Brother Harry, and so much to dwell on.
And so much to read about. Welcome to Jesus Land is on Time Warner Books. And please, please go to www.landoverbaptist.org. They are so big, they're also on landoverbaptist.com. They're taking over the intranet.
Brother Harry knows the Bible, doesn't he?
I guess that's the internet, isn't it? Yes, he does know the Bible. Well, thank you, Brother Harry. We sure appreciate it. And we'll be back with more of the talk you've been missing and the Jackie Jett Show and Vivian Fuller Love right after this.
Bless you,
Turn
brother.
Or burn.
Turn or burn. Thank you very much.